This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Snapshot not...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Coming up, our Loper Link. We'll talk with Loper wrestling coach Mark Bauer, sporting that Virginia tan from the weekend. We'll also be talking with the head coach of the Minden girls basketball team, Rick Cremosta, undefeated in a couple of their bigger challenges of the season coming up in the next couple of games here. So we'll talk with him about that. We'll also give you a chance to win tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. They're going like hotcakes here the last few days. That's coming up this weekend at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. So all that coming up on the show
today. I'm trying to figure out what a Virginia tan is. Is it just like a sunburn on the neck? Is it just kind of a, I don't know, kind of a redness on the neck? Is that what that would be?
Have you ever met Virginia?
No, but she knows about Santa Claus. So that's very, very good.
I figured you might have met her up in space somewhere where you reside. Boy. I'll start out with this, then we'll jump into the Loper Link. Is anybody going to hire an NFL coach this year? I mean, we talked about it earlier in the week, the recycling of Jim Caldwell, the recycling of Ken Wisenhunt. Now, Mike Zimmer is better than what you had in Minnesota. I'm not a Vikings fan. But Leslie Frazier, they takes him to the playoffs last year. And then Peterson banged up. Your quarterbacks are a mess. And you're in a division that had two playoff teams. And all three of them were there on the last Sunday. So you fire your coach and you bring in Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Certainly a lateral move. You know, this goes back to the heart of what we talked about when there was all this pressure on Nebraska and Bo Pelini. You better have a plan If you're going to get rid of a coach, you better have a plan to grab somebody. You know, and I will say that the Gruden hire in Washington, at least on paper, that's the one, that was the one assistant offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator kind of hire that was going to garner some attention. Now, well, history will see whether or not that's going to work out or not, whether or not that's a good hire. But they're just, I'm with you. You're just recycling. You know, you're making a lateral move. It just doesn't do you any good.
So there's down to Cleveland. Imagine that, Cleveland, the last place to hire a football coach.
Well, last place people want to go. I mean, they're not the one that's going to move the pile. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that are going to get the leftovers.
I just, you know, I just scratch my head and go, really? I can't believe some of the names that are out there. So we'll see how it plays out, and then it'll all be done. And now this morning, Mel Kiper Jr. says that he's going to put Johnny Manziel number one on his draft board.
I don't know about that. I mean, I would take a first round flyer on him because he's not the prototypical.
But not number one, would you?
No.
The Houston Texans really going to take him?
They need.
They
could use a quarterback. I just, you know,
you're telling me that Johnny Manziel is better than Matt Schaub. Is that what you're telling me?
In 5 years, I think that would be true, but not in 2014. No.
Doesn't matter. You don't get that time anymore.
You can give yourself that time if you want to be patient as an NFL franchise. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's
you
why don't they fired Kubiak.
Well,
playoffs. Worst team in football record-wise. Everybody hurt. Get rid of the coach, and all of a sudden we need a new quarterback.
Well, they're heading in the wrong direction, and that's the worst thing. Yep, they didn't fire Tomlin in Pittsburgh. They didn't reach the standard that they've gotten used to as well.
They're also stupid.
Exactly, they are the Steelers. That's one reason why they have success is because they understand that.
They are the Steelers.
Well, there's a good difference between the Texans and the Steelers right there. And, you know, we kind of already bashed the Browns.
Don't like the Steelers.
You think Damon's listening right now and throwing stuff at his radio? Be my guess.
Damon had practice at 2:30 this morning. He's taking a nap right now, and Jess is getting ready for the Upper Deck Club banquet on Saturday.
Doing his job for him. Yeah.
Seriously, let's get into Loper Link here. Mark Bauer.
Hey, Mark. Hello.
Now I bashed him, and we're using it as a promo on the show, and we will for quite some time here. He tried to sell me yesterday on this 5 a.m. practice. Now, I know you guys, everybody has practiced early at one point or another. 6 a.m. is what I usually hear. Sometimes the runners are even more psycho, and they'll get up and they'll run when the sun's up in the summer. Earliest practice you've ever had, been a part of, or coaching or competitor?
7 a.m.
Okay. All right, and how many wrestling rooms do you have?
One.
Okay, all right. Now, you probably don't really have to share it with anybody, though.
We share it with the physical education department, but other than that, we don't share it with any other sports. And, we only have about 8 2-a-days a year. Not very many.
And this now from this point on, it's going to sound like I'm throwing Damon under the bus, but I might be. How productive are morning practices? Because I know high schools have to do it. Some places still just have the one regulation size gym, especially for basketball, and so they try to get it in before school. How productive are
they're productive
practices?
If you're consistent. If that makes sense, it's got to be something that's consistent. You can't just like, hey, you guys have been late to practice. We're just going to have a morning practice tomorrow morning. You've got to get your body in routine. And so consistently, you know, at the end of the season, we actually do lactic acid training with our guys to get them to peak at the right time. And that's why we do our 2-a-days, but it's once a week. And it's consistently on the same day at the same time so that their bodies get used to it.
Cheney, who used to coach basketball at Temple, had a 6 a.m. practice 25 years.
Yeah. I just feel like personally, I want my guys fresh. I want to get them through this rough rigor, you know, tough season, and it's a rigorous season, and I personally feel like you just run kids into the ground, and you know, I see that mentality a lot of times, and I'm not going to, you know, knock on them. I see that mentality at the Division I level a lot, where they just, you know, they start off the year, and they're sustaining, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year, they start tapering off, and that's not our goal. We want to be wrestling at our peak when we're at the national championship.
That's my new question. We're going to quit asking about the MIAA for a while and all the newness and going through that. We're going to ask about morning practices so I can check Mark Bauer and Damon Day off the list. It's time for our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. I've got at least four topics that we want to cover today that have to do with UNK and wrestling. The first thing that came out this morning, though, is a University of Nebraska Kearney signing up with Under Armour that will provide the apparel, the footwear, all the accessories. They're the official outfitter of Loper Athletics. That takes over this summer when whatever contract you guys have now expires. 17 varsity sports at UNK. And, of course, I love the line, Under Armour will also outfit coaches and members of the athletic department staff. I'm going to have to, Jeff, maybe you can look online, see if you can find me an Under Armour visor for Coach Morris. But just your thoughts. The news release includes a few quotes from some of the coaches. But how big a deal is this?
This is a huge deal for us because, one, from the recruiting aspect, you want kids, when they're looking at your program, understanding what they're identifying with here. We have coaches that come to our summer camp, and I'm wearing Nike and Champion and everything else. And they come up to me, and they're like, what's your brand? What's your marketing scheme here? And I'm just like, well, honestly, it's kind of whatever we want. And so this is exciting. It's a premier brand right now. They're competing with a lot of those big name brand manufacturers out there. And so it's exciting for us just to have that identity now as opposed to some of these, I don't want to call them knockoffs, but different manufacturers that aren't meeting our needs. It's exciting, and I know our student-athletes are excited about it.
The first thing you mentioned was recruiting, and I guess I think of what Nike and Oregon football has done. You can't really – I never can tell it's Oregon football until I see it printed somewhere because you can't really tell with the uniforms and stuff. But how big of a deal is this when you are recruiting that you can say, we do Under Armour, and look at some of the things that we're going to be doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to give you a great example. Right here in Kearney, our community – Kearney High School, I know they did that big fundraiser, and they raised thousands and thousands of dollars with the Under Armour. And again, I think it's a brand out there that's very easily identifiable with athletics, professional athletics, college athletics. And so that's exciting for us to be able to sit down and tell a kid, hey, we're Under Armour. We've got our own unique brand. And just for wrestling, there's only like 5 schools out there that have Under Armour as a brand that have wrestling. And so we're kind of one of the few now. And that's exciting for us because it is a great product, and it's got a lot of notoriety out there. It's a big deal.
We're talking with Loper wrestling coach Mark Bauer here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link. They were in Virginia this past weekend and this upcoming Saturday. The second-ranked team in the country will host the Midwest Duels at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. I'll get into that as well. Now, I will say this. For the third time in the last 10 days, we are promised that Coach Mark Manning of Nebraska will answer his phone tomorrow to be part of the Doug and Daddy Show. Wrestling fans have concern that Nebraska has lost a couple of wrestlers, though they are doing outstanding. Ranked 8th in the country, they got the big duel with Iowa coming up. Now, rumor is one of those wrestlers is looking and is in Kearney, and Destin McCauley, Pat Downey, and my phone's blowing up. You probably saw that happening right here. Ask Coach Bauer about it. Ask Coach Bauer about it. Coach Bauer, what's the story?
Well, honestly, it was when we were first contacted by Destin, it was kind of a little bit of a shocker for us because you're talking about a young man who 2 years ago coming out of high school was the number one ranked wrestler in the nation. I'm talking the number one wrestler ranked in the nation, not at his weight class, of all classes. And he's a FILA Junior World Champion. And so he has amazing accolades. And, the fit was right for him, what he believed going there. A big part of it, I believe, is Jordan Burroughs, the attraction of Jordan Burroughs as a part of their coaching staff, and being right around Destin's weight class, it would give him a phenomenal opportunity to practice and compete with him. And things did not go well for him there. And there's a number of things that have happened, obviously things that aren't great things, but things that, he's trying to find the right fit for him. And I've had a lot of extended conversations with his family, and they feel like this was the best fit for him at this time. And so we don't want to bring on major projects and things that we're really going to have to struggle with and deal with, but at the same token, I don't have any of those going on right now, and so this is an opportunity for us to try to help him get going down the route he's going. And obviously, you know, the talent in and of itself in our room is just is going to continue to elevate our middleweight classes. They were excited about it when I first started talking to them about it. They're like, "Are you serious? The opportunity to compete with an individual like that day in and day out." So it's exciting for us, but you know, we've only got one or two days under our belt up to this point, and so we've got, you know, we've got a lot of work to do with him. He's not in great shape right now, but he is very talented.
So he's on campus taking classes.
He's in classes. And we've got him going. He, in fact, was in practice yesterday. So,
are you expecting him to wrestle for you? Is he eligible? I think he is eligible to wrestle for you immediately.
Correct. He is eligible academically. Basically, NCAA states that if you're eligible at your last institution to compete there upon transfer, you're eligible at the next one. And since he did not compete for them this year, he didn't, you know, it was not on their dime. He did not travel with them. He did not compete a varsity match. Upon transfer, if he's eligible at the last institution, he's eligible at the next institution. The only one of the major things that we're dealing with right now is he does have a groin injury. We don't know to the extent of it yet. We are going to get some x-rays of it just to outrule some things. But he's doing well. This is kind of the change I think they really needed. We had a long talk yesterday, in fact, and he's excited. He's kind of, I don't know, when he first came in on Monday or Sunday, I can't remember what day he showed up. I don't know. It was kind of like, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. We had to break some ice. And so yesterday our meeting went very well, and he's excited about the challenge and the opportunity to compete for us.
Well, it's not like UNK hasn't had some top-line wrestlers and Olympic wrestlers and national champs. So interesting, and we'll follow that story as well. The other Husker wrestler, Pat Downey, according to the young man's Twitter account, says he wanted to get back home closer to Oregon. So, again, a lot of people have been texting me, emailing the show. It's been on some of the message boards out there, so wanted to talk about that. Now let's get to what has happened and what's going to happen, Mark. Virginia, only Division I school out there at the Virginia Duels. You lost to Virginia Tech right away, and let's face it, you know, Virginia Tech's going to try and find somebody that they can compete with, give you guys a chance, but feel that they're going to beat you guys. And you're not 100% full strength, and even if you had been, I don't think the score would have changed. It would have been closer, probably, but you still, it looked like a successful weekend to me. You got a lot of duels in. You picked up some wins. Now that you're back, your thoughts on the weekend?
Well, number one, I do not have a Virginia tan. And I can tell you for a fact right now, you do not want to go to Detroit, Michigan. We got delayed on our trip out and had to spend the night, and it was just absolutely, I felt like it was sub-degree weather up there, so it was not enjoyable. But, you know, this was a wonderful opportunity for us because we missed out on an opportunity to go to the National Duel, Division II National Duel Championships, due to the fact that our invite went to our spam email inbox. And so we did not get an invite. And we tried to appeal to the NWCA. I know the president, Mike Moyer, wanted us there, but there was already 16 teams that had signed a contract by the time we figured out that we weren't invited back. And so they went to the venue and they said, yeah, well, we can make this work. We can make a 17th team work. But then they put it to a vote. They put it to a vote of the Division II coaches. And on the second day of the vote, it was split 14-14. And I'm kind of always been under the impression that you want your best teams at the National Duel Championships. And if there are 14 coaches out there that don't want us there, that really hurts wrestling. You know, why? The thoughts start running through, why would they not want us there? And so we kind of bit the bullet, and I just sent out an email. I said, I'm taking this vote out of your hands. We're not going this year. We will just find something else to do. And about a month before the Virginia Duels, we were sent an email by Jason Bryan, who's one of the major editors for a lot of different wrestling magazine publications, Intermat. And he sent me an invite and said, hey, we lost two Division I teams. Would you be interested? And immediately I'm like, yes. Now, in their words, it's the granddaddy of them all. That's what they say. But it was the original National Duel Championships before the NWCA started their own little thing.
That has been going on 34 years.
Yeah, it's been going on for a really long time. And so the NWCA started their National Duel Championships and dropped it on the same weekend as the Virginia Duels, basically hoping, trying to smother it out. They continued, and they've sustained. And I think that's an event that the competition is going to continue to get tougher and tougher and tougher, just because the format of the National Duel Championships for the NWCA has changed. First thing, I was in the doorway of Paul Polinsky, and I'm like, Dr. Polinsky, we've got something we are very interested in doing. We'd love the opportunity. And so given that opportunity, this was just an outstanding event for us because, again, we're in a bracket with 15 other Division I teams. We are only dueling Division I teams. Now, one of the things that I will tell you, and by the fifth duel, our guys' tanks were empty. There was nothing left. I'm telling you, we were flat the fifth duel. But we had a 10-day, we have a 6-day moratorium over Christmas. We give our guys 10 days off, and 10 days off was, showed up pretty significantly. Whereas Division I's, they might get Christmas off, and that's about it. A lot of them, they don't go home. So you could tell right off the bat when we had Virginia Tech that, man, this is going to be tough. But give our guys credit. They scrapped. They fought. They were warriors. They were champions this last weekend because we were going with the idea that, maybe we might win one. We thought, we got George Mason. We can beat them. And, to pick up that win against Bloomsburg, that was a great thing. And obviously their 49-pounder had been injured the match before, and so we kind of got a break there. But our guys competed. They competed hard. And the atmosphere, I tell you what. Half the duels were high school, half the duels were college teams, and most of those teams were from Virginia. So you can imagine what the atmosphere was like there, just people going ballistic and yelling and screaming, and it was a very exciting atmosphere to compete in.
You got a lot of challenges in front of those guys, a lot of opportunities for growth, and we've kind of seen the results of what some of the individuals did, but that doesn't necessarily say who grew the most through the course of that kind of competition. What do you kind of see? How would you answer that question?
I can actually sit down and tell you that there was growth in every one of our guys. You could see it. I'm going to give you a great example. Romero Cotton played football. We've gotten him on the mat. I think he had two matches prior to this. We went down to Central Missouri, and he had a couple real easy wins. But for him, I don't think he had a win. Maybe one win. I think he won against George Mason. He went out against three other guys. One of them, the sixth-ranked guy in Division I, literally took him down, turned him. We're up 4-0. End of the third period, he tries to throw, gets taken down, gets beaten overtime, and he gets beaten overtime a couple other times as well. And I told him this. I told him, I said, you know what? This is going to help you in the long run. I go, you're not going to get this kind of competition in Division II. And he goes, I know that. And it was very frustrating for him, but at the same token, he's got to keep perspective on this. I can look at our 25-pounder, Connor Bowling, who's kind of struggled a little bit off and on. He's kind of hot, kind of cold, and he went in there, and I tell you what, he set the tone. You got that first match, 125, you got to step out there against a Division I kid, and you got to do it 5 times. And he won 3 of his 5 matches. So again, there's growth in every one of our guys. We had a backup in at 157 who won a couple matches. Colton Johnson from Burke, South Dakota. Chase White sprained his ankle at the Midlands, and so it was like, hey man, you're the guy. Go out there and get after it. And he won a couple matches for us. So there was growth in every one of our guys, and there's a lot we can take away from this experience.
We're talking with Loper Wrestling Coach Mark Bauer here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot to cover today, and the next event is the Midwest Duels that you are hosting on Saturday, and fill us in.
Well, I tell you what, last year we started this event, and we had 12 teams show up, and we're like, that's great. And then all of a sudden, we kind of opened a can of worms here because we've got 23 teams, 24 counting us, coming in this weekend from California all the way to Iowa, up in North Dakota, kind of all over the Midwest, down to Central Oklahoma. And, really, we're guaranteeing each team four duels. There was 2 teams that only wanted 3, and we tried our best to get them the matchups that they're looking for. A lot of the teams, I think 12 of the teams are Division II schools. We've got some Division III, we've got some NAIs, and we've got some junior college. So we've got a good mix of teams at this event. But a lot of them are just looking for opportunities within our region, for example, to compete against some teams that they won't see. We've got Minot State, we've got North Dakota or Northern State, Northwest Minnesota. They're not going to see Central Oklahoma. They're not going to see Nebraska-Kearney. And so this is a great great opportunity for us to get some matches within their conference. And same at the NAI level. We've got like Dakota Wesleyan coming in from North Dakota, but we got clear down to Bethany, Kansas, and they will not see each other during the year. And so they, you know, I sent out a list, and the coaches are like, I would like to try to wrestle some of these teams. And so we did everything we could to piece it together to honor some of those wishes.
So what are your matchups going to be?
Our matchups, we duel Central Oklahoma right off the bat, which is our conference duel. And the reason we did that is because we didn't want to get another match under our belt for them, and they didn't want one. You know, it was like a 1 hour weigh-in wrestle, and it's a legit conference duel. But we also are dueling Northern State.
9 in the morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock in the morning. It's early. It's early. But it's our opportunity to get them up here, which also attracted Cal Baptist out of California. It helped us attract San Francisco State. Once we got the commitments out of them, it attracted Adams State and so on and so forth. So it was kind of neat to see how it all pieced together. I don't know if we're going to get the same kind of commitment every year with the number of teams that we've got this year, but this is going to be a great event just because of the numbers that we have.
Couple quick questions, and because I know you want to get back to teaching class. By the way, again, more emails and texts flying in here about you know, your greatness as a PE teacher, blah blah blah. I've been informed that we have more than just one new wrestler in Macaulay on the team. You got a JUCO transfer, Devin Aguirre. Is that
Aguirre? Yep. I tell you what, we've been kind of, I don't know. This has been a tough call for us because early in the year, you know, Tanner Sturgeon, Cozad, young man's been injured off and on throughout his career. Literally, he has a season-ending injury in our blue-gold inner squad. And I tell you what, Tanner was looking great before it happened. It was tough. It was a tough pill to swallow. Then we have another young man, Brock Smith, who transferred in from Wyoming, originally from Gehring, three-time state champ, who has already completed his 10 semesters. But we've been appealing to try to get an 11th semester extension with him with the NCAA. And so now, after, you know, we don't have Brock yet. He's ineligible. We don't have Tanner any longer. And so we have a freshman, Travis Lyskow, and we're sitting there going, we got one guy at 165. We got to find somebody else. And so we're down at Bethany College, and their coach said, hey, this kid signed with Okie State, but he's not going because he's finishing up this semester. He's looking for a place to go. He'd love to come up to your place. And so it was an opportunity for us to get somebody in. Yeah, I know. Two-time JUCO national champ. Somebody to get in here that we know we have some strength in. And now we're kind of a little bit more of a dilemma because now Brock Smith got his 11th semester extension. And so now it's going to be a battle. But you know what? That's wrestling. We were trying to protect our team. We're trying to win a national championship again this year. We've got the pieces in place. And so to have that depth, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. And I don't feel like personally that I'm favoring one guy over the other. They're just going to have to step out on the mat, and we'll see who the best man is.
Last question. I'll let you get out of here because I don't think we've talked to you since the NCAA awarded national championship sites and Kearney didn't get one. Yeah. And I guess that was where I was surprised the most, listening to the reasoning and what Paul Plinsky and even Doug Christensen, who we've had on since that time, thought about the deal. I thought it was very interesting. Maybe the direction, and I'll see if you agree, the direction that Division II is going here, even though their slogans are, hey, I chose Division II and small this, small that. They're going to bigger venues, and I think we got aced out by Sioux Falls. I mean, let's say that that's comparable, and that they hadn't had it, so I understand it. Do you see this as a trend, and is it concerning?
It's concerning to me. Because of exactly what you're saying, you know, Division II is very unique. There's more of a balance, okay? So the NCAA, a year ago, imposed this new legislation about students in the balance, okay? Which I think is wonderful. Let's protect our student-athletes. Let's make sure their welfare and their well-being is secure and taken care of. But there's pieces and bits and pieces to it that are just like, it really doesn't jive with what's going on in the wrestling world. For example, a 6-day moratorium over Christmas. Okay? We ran into an incident this year where we got 6 spots at the Midland Championships. Well, the moratorium went from the 23rd of December to the 29th of December. Okay? The moratorium the Midlands Championship, the first day of it was on the 29th. So our opportunity for those guys left our hands, and really we had to put it in there saying, hey, if you'd like to go out, you can, but you got to get there. You got to pay for yourself to get there. You got to pay for your own food. You got to pay for your own lodging. You got to take care of yourself. So there are bits and pieces of that that don't fit everybody's sport and what's going on. And so that is a little bit of concern. But looking at the national championships, yes. You know, it's always been exciting to go to other schools and have the venue, you know, have the institutions host the tournaments. I will tell you this, too. There's not a lot of schools out there that can do it. You know, there's not a lot of institutions that have health and sports centers like we have. And so that makes it more difficult. But, yeah, if you look at why they chose these places, they're nice big venues. They've got easier transportation as far as getting in there with major airports closer to them. I mean, we are a little bit further down the road. And so it was a tough pill to swallow a little bit. You know, if we weren't going to get a national championship, I was hoping we'd get at least a regional championship. But we put all of our eggs in one basket, and we went after those national championships, and we didn't even put a bid in on regionals. The bad thing about that, the next 3 years, we're going to Minnesota for our regional, you know, our national qualifier, and that's a long ways away.
Rick Squires has some travel tips for you.
I'm sure Coach Day does too. So, hey, I want to share with you guys, you know, I think it's great you guys invite me in here and stuff, and, you know, I want to make sure that you guys understand how appreciative we are that you guys allow us to come in and talk about wrestling and your support of our sport. So, Coach Erickson here has helped us out, you know, owner of Sozo's, and he helped me. We brought down a crab rangoo pizza for you from Sozo's.
You've been hiding it the whole time.
I've been hiding it the whole time, and you know, I know it's not proper etiquette to probably eat while you're on the rail, but I want you guys to go ahead and grab a piece.
Yep.
Go ahead and grab a piece because you know, you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full, but this is an exception. You know, we're just a bunch of guys in here, so after you take a bite, you're more than welcome to talk as much as you want. But I tell you what, this is a crab rangoo pizza, and I just had we went down last week and had some, and we had a couple of our wrestlers down there with us, and we just tore through this stuff. It's not just crab rangoo. They've got grape pizza, and you're like, grape pizza, it's dynamite. They got Hawaiian pizza down there. They got sausage pizza. It's very unique pizza. But I wanted to take care of you guys today, and I appreciate Coach Erickson here, Josh Erickson, supplying this for you guys.
We'll be back in 30 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Guys, thank you so much for the gift.
Thank you.
Always appreciate it. And, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep having you on.
We will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.
That's Coach Mark Bauer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of our Loper Link here on ESPN Radio. And it's not just wrestling. Let's get you all in on what else is going on with the Lopers, because we did have a lot to cover in that segment. Basketball teams are at Northeastern State tomorrow night, and for Northeastern State, their women are 6-8, the men are 10-4. Then they're at Central Oklahoma Saturday, the women are 9-5, the men are 10-4. The women's swimming team, they'll be at the Grinnell College Invitational Friday and Saturday. They had their final home meet, duel against College St. Mary, won that last weekend. We've been talking about the baseball 7th Annual Upper Deck Club Banquet at the Kearney Eunice Center, Eunice Conference Center at 5 o'clock. Saturday, the meal gets going after 6, and the track team heads to Lincoln for the Holiday Inn Invite Friday and Saturday. So, a lot going on there. Did I miss anything else? Let's see. Hastings on Sunday. Yeah, I know you're
missing the pizza.
Yeah, I know there ain't much left. So, Collie Carnes, since we last talked last Wednesday, 3 seniors to the softball team, including Kayla Samick of Lincoln Pius and a couple of young ladies out of Colorado. So, that is our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll talk with men and girls basketball coach Rick Cremosta and give you a chance to win some River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. It's coming up.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year. Come into Complete Nutrition and sign up to be a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. You'll save 22% on all new programs like ManCore Pro and all other products. Get started today with Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordmans off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue. Complete
Nutrition. If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print. Up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
Wendy's presents Captain Daring-ish.
Hello, I'm Captain Daring-ish. Is that a chicken sandwich?
And then some. It's Wendy's Asiago Ranch Chicken Club.
Maybe a bit too daring for me.
Oh, come on. Boldly soar with crisp bacon and Asiago cheese.
Looks good, but must be less daring. Aha, a cat stuck in a really small bush.
Asiago Big. Wendy's Asiago Ranch Chicken Club with bold flavors like rich Asiago, thick-cut bacon, and cool and creamy ranch.
Now that's better.
A high wind watch is in effect for our area for the day on Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to see considerable cloud cover today with a high at 52 with a west wind of 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: which Super Bowl matchup do you most want to see? Not who do you think, who do you want to see play in the Super Bowl out of this Final Four, Randy Bushcutter?
Well, Dolphin fan, don't want the Patriots. Kind of done that, so they're out. And I don't know. My brother's a huge Niners fan. I think I'd kind of like the Niners and the Broncos.
That's where I was as well, because
there's just a little bit more tradition there.
I'm pulling against Seattle just all season, even from the beginning in my predictions. They have played better than I thought they would. But I'm a Broncos Niners picker, but Broncos Seahawks, 47%. That's what the vote was yesterday. Broncos Niners, 29%. Then Patriots Seahawks, and Patriots Niners is the least favorite of the group. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. This is getting a lot of play. I happened to watch Wilbon Monday when this came out on Pardon the Interruption, big Chicago boy, and they unveiled the new mascot for the Chicago Cubs.
It's a guy that's going to be walking around having his picture taken with kids at the ball game. Is this really that big of a deal?
Yeah, hey, Cubs, you suck, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. I like it. I mean, when they first flashed it up, I could see how it was taken in a different context. You know, here's what's going to represent your Cubs. No, it's not. Slugger represents the Royals, and right, that's a kid's thing, and that's what you've got to take it here. Clark is the Cubs' new mascot, as long as they don't call it W. Griswold. What do you think? You like him? The Cubs should not have a mascot, or you don't like him, but I like the idea of the Cubs getting a mascot.
Hey, for what he's going to be doing, walking around like Dinger at the Rockies games and Slugger at the Royals games. I mean, it's just there he is, Mommy, and you take your picture, and it enhances the experience for kids coming to the ballpark for the first time.
I like
or whatever.
Him.
Yeah,
it'll
be all right. It's
I
okay.
Like him.
It's okay. It's
as
okay.
Long as Cub fans don't throw beer at him. That's what I mean. Come on, man. You know.
That's just obnoxious. Anyway.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime.
Tackling the sausage during a sausage run. I mean, it's just obnoxious.
ESPN Superstation.com. That was kind of funny, though. That's kind of funny.
You know, Secret Service will stop you if you do that at a Nationals game. You know, one of the presidents rushes by, there'll be a guy with dark sunglasses on taking you out.
There's Bill Clinton. There's Bill Clinton out there tackling that guy. Let's give you a chance to win some River City hunting, fishing, and Expo passes. RV Boat Expo. It's coming up Friday, 4 to 9, Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 4. This is all at the Mid-America Center with free parking in Council Bluffs, Iowa. $9 tickets for adults. We're going to give you a family four-pack. If you've not won tickets to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jeff's got a few more family four-packs he wants to give away, so you can use them anytime this weekend. We'll take a break, and Rick Cremosta, men and girls basketball coach, when we come back.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A high wind watch is in effect for our area for the day on Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to see considerable cloud cover today with a high of 52 with a west wind of 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Hey, congratulations to our winners of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. Have fun. We'll have a couple of more chances for you tomorrow to do that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. There for you at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We've talked about getting that car, getting that pre-owned, getting that certified pre-owned or new vehicle by the end of the year. Now we're into January, and we've went through that first or second kind of winter sludge. Maybe it's time to go get your car worked on. Maybe the vehicle that you bought at Midway or elsewhere, because the Midway certified technicians, they are trained and up to date on every make and model, and you can take it in, and whether it's just a little oil change or whether you need your tires rotated or maybe it's shimmying a little bit, whatever needs to be done, they're going to be able to do it. So you can make your appointment today, and you can go online to find out all the great deals. Sometimes there's some good ones on their Facebook page as well at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Randy, I don't know if you've heard But the men and girls basketball team, pretty good.
I'd seen them a couple times, and that was my impression as well. In fact, beyond, well, I won't say it because Rick will be embarrassed if I say how good I really think they are.
They are now 13-0 after an impressive win over a top 10 team in Ravenna last night. And Coach Rick Cremosta joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Doug and Randy. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's great to have you on. Now, it's my understanding that you may have some sisters on this year's team. Is that true?
Yeah, we've got a few sisters on this year's team, that's for sure. The names start with a K, I guess.
I want to ask you the question that has been personally on my mind, because you have really one new starter in Taylor, and this team has a lot of the pieces back, including Rebecca Stewart, and you can go on down the line here. I can list all the kids. But has Taylor made that significant of a change from the team you had last year to this year? What is so much different besides just that one extra freshman that's on your ball club?
Well, I think it's a combination of several things, Doug. There's no question that Taylor's made our team much better than we were last year, I think. But also, I think all the kids that have played have grown up a year and are playing better basketball and working, you know, and they've got the momentum going right now a little bit. And so I think it's a combination of Taylor coming in there, plus I think all the kids have elevated their game.
Rick, I think a lot of people don't really give the amount of depth that your team has really kind of the credit that maybe you deserve. You don't necessarily go 10, 11 deep on your bench, but when you bring in some of those other kids to give a breather to some of those starters, there isn't a tremendous – you don't look like a different basketball team. You still do a lot of the same things.
Yeah, we really try to. I think that's an important thing, Randy. We the Kissingers are phenomenal players. There's no question about that. But they really have a great supporting cast around them, kids that understand their roles and do the things that we need them to do. And I think last night was evident of that. You know, our leading scorer last night didn't start with a K. So I think they can all get the job done.
We're talking with Rick Cremosta. He's the head girls basketball coach of the Men and Lady Whippets. Tell me a little bit about the development of Rebecca Stewart. She was pretty phenomenal as a freshman, and she takes care of things inside for you.
Oh, Rebecca's a heck of a player. You know, she's tough, and she's strong under there, and we really need that inside force that she gives us, and she's got good hands. I think the one thing that she does so well for us is she runs the floor, and she gets some easy buckets because she just outworks the other post player at times. And the guard play that we have, she knows that if she's running and working hard, they'll get her the basketball.
Coach, I'm obviously not in the practices, and I'm also not in your guys' huddle during the course of a game. But
come on down.
Well, just on the outside looking in, you kind of mentioned that Jamie Kissinger, you know, not only is she one of your leading rebounders, but it just seems to me that there's just a level of leadership that she provides, in part because of the effort she puts out there, getting at, it seems, at every loose ball that's out there. Is she the leader of this team, or is there a lot of folks that kind of have that kind of role for you guys?
Oh, I don't know if I would point one finger at one person as being our leader. I think Jamie and Brooke are obviously our leaders this year. I think they maybe lead in a little bit different way. You know, Jamie's probably maybe a little more outspoken. Brooke does it on the floor a little bit more. And Jamie, she's got all the traits. She's a complete player, you know, and she, like you say, Randy, she leads us in rebounds. She leads us in free throw percentage. She leads us in assists. She does all that kind of stuff. She's a complete player, and she's really developed and elevated her game, as has Brooke this year. So it's really fun to watch them play. It's fun to be part of it and watch us improve each game.
Talking with Rick Cremosta, head girls basketball coach of the Minden Whippets, 13-0. And I think this is a question that probably everybody out there, whether they're a Whippet fan or not, wants to know. You guys, with the new running clock, have had that in a majority of your basketball games and really have only been tested once this season, and that's a very good Holdridge team. The only loss that they have is to you in the Holiday Tournament. That is great that you're playing so well, but concerns that maybe you haven't been tested like you want to be, considering you're not the 2- or 3-time defending state champion?
Well, you know, it's, yeah, you know, I guess, you know, there's a lot of basketball yet to be played here, Doug, and there's definitely going to be some tests down the road here, so that time is coming. You know, we've got, it's not like we're putting kids out there with 0 years of experience. Really, you know, Brooke and Jamie are 4-year starters. You know, they played 100 games for me and, you know, numerous games in the summertime. And Rebecca was a freshman starter last year, and Allie Rouse started last year some. And Taylor, you know, she comes in as a freshman, but she does, you know, she's played enough basketball in her lifetime that she's not a freshman. So I think experience, I hope, will carry us through some of that. You know, the 40-point running clock, that's been hard for me to work with this year. It's really kind of difficult to figure out exactly how to approach that, but I guess it's a good problem to have.
Well, the problem you're going to have coming up here in a couple of days is a trip to St. Cecilia. A lot of banners hanging up there in Hastings, and you know they're pretty solid here. They come in 9-1. That is going to be one of the tests that you have. You got Holdridge coming up again, another rematch with them coming up here in about another week, 10 days or so. Talk about what St. Cecilia brings to bear and what you guys are going to have to do to be successful there, and then down the road when you play Holdridge again.
Well, you know, Saints. One thing I can say about my team. You know, I do believe that our girls have not overlooked anybody this year, whether, you know, we know that maybe we're a little bit better than the team we're going to play that night. I really don't think we've overlooked anybody, and we didn't overlook Ravana last night. And we'd be, you know, and Ravana was a top, they're a good basketball team. Now we go to St. Cecilia, you know, and they've got great athletes. That's, you know, they're state volleyball champions. They've got three or four returning starters off of a team last year that made it to the finals, the C2. You know, they've got a lot of pieces there, and it's going to be a challenging game. There's no question about that. You talk about games that are going to test us, and there's no question this is going to be one of them, and there's going to be others down the road also.
Just a minute left here with the head basketball coach at Minden in Rick Cremosta. You offered Randy Bushcutter a chance to be in the huddle and sit on your bench, and so here it comes. Randy Ahrens wants to know if he can sit on the bench tomorrow.
Yeah, Randy's a good friend of mine. He's always welcome. He's going to have to wear a purple shirt if he comes down.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either.
Coach, I know these kids play volleyball and basketball over the summer. And there's always that motivation factor. Did these girls use the end of last season as motivation in the off season, or did they have to?
Oh, I don't know if we really, you know, we really didn't talk about that very much. But I think deep down, I think all the kids that played last year were disappointed how our season ended. I felt, and I think they felt, that we kind of lost our edge a little bit late in the year, and we never really could get it back. And I know that Brooke and Jamie, they're not going to let that happen this year. They're driven individuals this year, and they're going to compete. But who knows? You know, there's so much bad. There's the season seems like it's winding down, which it is, but there's still a lot of basketball out there. And we just need to keep improving. And there's a lot of teams out there that will have something to say about where we're going to end up. So, and we understand that, but we're looking forward to the challenges down the road.
Brooke and Jamie, obviously being seniors, Taylor, a freshman, this is the only year that those three girls are together. And I just kind of think of this, maybe being a parent makes me do this, that how special it is for the Kissinger family to have all three of them out there. And you already mentioned that this is kind of shaping up to be a real special season. Do you get really a major sense of how that is for the Kissingers and the community as a whole?
Well, I know, you know, the community as a whole, you know, they've really enjoyed watching our team play, not just the Kissingers, but all the girls, and they've grasped our season, and you know, they look forward to each game. We've had great crowds, and so, you know, they're looking forward to where we can end up. As far as The Kissinger families, I know they're darn proud of their girls, and you know, they're great people, and they want the best for their girls, but more importantly, they want the best for the men and Whippets. So you know, they're going to support us in any way they can, but they're proud of their girls. There's absolutely no question about that.
All right, Rick, we'll let you get back to work. Tomorrow's game's on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll see you here in the near future, and keep playing well.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Rick Cremosta, man, is a good basketball team. One of those that you wish they could have come up with that marquee matchup, yeah. You know, where they could have played, I don't know, last year they played Northwest in the Holiday Tournament and Holdridge. This year they beat Holdridge. They're not going to get that crack at possibly a Beatrice out there in the conference. They've already handled all the good teams that are in their conference, and so they're only going to get – this team is going to be 22-0 possibly at the end of the season. St. Cecilia and Holdridge really look to be the last two of the nine games that I have estimated here for them that are going to be a challenge before getting into the sub-district. And there is a definite possibility, depending on how things go, Kearney Catholics in the same exact sub-district like they were last year. You could have two undefeated first and second ranked teams playing in the sub-district final. And I know that's fun for the media to talk about.
And it's both teams right now are number one and number two in terms of wild card points. So clearly one of them is going to need to get in that way with the wild card. Be honest with you, I think Minden is on a very short list of some of the best C1 girls basketball teams I have ever seen. In fact, right now, top of my head, maybe it's because it's fresh and I kind of see what they're doing right now. I honestly think they may very well be the best C1 girls basketball team that I've seen around here, maybe ever. And that goes back to a great run, obviously, that Gibbon had. And Centura's had some great teams as well. Kearney Catholic, obviously, would be one of those that you look at.
But everybody's just more – every year they're more athletic.
Yeah, and that's part of what is in my mind right now, just how well these guys, these young ladies are. They would be pretty good if they played boys basketball. I think they would win a fair number of games in Class C1 in boys basketball from what I've seen this year.
And again, that question is to me, how can they be – that much better with really one new cog in the city? I know there's other kids, but I mean, really, there's only one player change from last year, and they have become dominant. And I know some of the competition is down a little bit, but that doesn't have anything to do with how dominant they are. And I think Brooke Kissinger has gotten better.
Yes.
Has gotten better. You bring in Taylor. You got another year of experience there with Stewart. I think Jamie has been the rock of this basketball team ever since she's been on the floor. And I think there is a ton. And again, they're ranked eighth in the all-class top 10. They will move up that as the season moves along.
Well, you mentioned that one new cog, and to kind of follow the machinery kind of analogy, I think they move so smoothly. They know where to go. They drive themselves. They don't really need to have that kind of direction. They've learned so much that when they press, they know where to be. I think a lot of that is that the machinery's polished a little bit more in the last year because they have that year of experience, and I think there's a hunger. I think they realize, hey, this is it. This is our year. Let's go get them.
A hunger?
A hunger.
How about Cunningham's for lunch?
That would do.
How about Cunningham's for an evening meal? How about Cunningham's this weekend? How about Cunningham's anytime?
I think we might go. Let's go.
Would you quit drooling? Folks, you can stop in and get a great lunch anytime at Cunningham's. Outstanding burgers, daily specials, the coldest draft beer in the entire city. And Cunningham's has great entertainment every weekend. Even Wednesday nights, they have a little entertainment inside. They always do it during the summer when it's nice enough to be outside in the courtyard. But they do it in the wintertime as well, kind of a Wednesday after work type of deal. You know, it's not Friday afternoon club. It's wacky. It's Wednesday
wacky.
Afternoon
wacky.
Club. And you can see it and listen to it and enjoy it at Cunningham. So whether you're in for lunch, whether you just want to stop by for a cool one with your friends, or you want to enjoy the best entertainment, live entertainment in Kearney, that's the place to be. Cunningham's, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. And don't forget to stop in and watch the NFL games this Sunday. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Quaker State and Walmart want to celebrate all you do-it-yourselfers. All you I-can-fix-everything with a roll of duct tape. The I work hard for my money, so finding the best price shouldn't be another full-time job kind of people. Because when you want the job done right at the right price, you do it yourself. Trust the motor oil that's durable enough to have been tested in real-world driving conditions and still passed critical tests for brand new oil. So stop in at your local Walmart and pick up a 5-quart jug of conventional Quaker State motor oil today for only $14.47. Real, durable oil. See QuakerState.com for details.
This is a beer ad for guys who like drinking beer with their buddies and hanging out and high-fiving each other while hanging out and drinking beer. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. It's just the right amount of different. So this beer ad doesn't end with four dudes doing a quadruple high five, because honestly, who does that? Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Pick different. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great responsibility.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's a matchup of future Hall of Fame quarterbacks as Tom Brady and the New England Patriots head to Denver to take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos in the AFC Championship game. Then, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks square off against their division rival in the NFC Championship game when they host Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers. The NFL playoffs are right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A high wind watch is in effect for our area for the day on Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to see considerable cloud cover today with a high at 52 with a west wind of 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I half expected to hear Green Day. You know, we had the White Stripes, we had the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I half expected Green Day. Yeah. Something.
Something happened during that break that just flipped the trigger over here. See, now I'm going to go off on the music on the show. We need more breaks. We're expanding to 3 hours so we can have more music.
Well, good choices today.
More music. Well, I'm glad you're happy. That's what Jeff does. He makes people happy.
That's why we're here.
He makes people happy. So do the folks at T&L Irrigation, where they take care of not only Central Nebraska and the state of Nebraska, but all of the United States and 60 countries worldwide with everything that you would want for your field. T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. It's proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime, whether you have one now and you need to schedule your annual preventative maintenance, whether you are looking to make a change to the hydraulic system that makes it easier with T&L, whether you just want to see what it's all about. You can talk to the folks. They will take the time one-on-one, whether it's at the factory, and they'll do it, Clark guarantees it, or if you want to talk to your local T&L dealer, maybe you've moved to the area, you bought some new ground, you want to expand, and you don't know who your dealer is, that's what's on the internet, TLIRR.com. They're all over the state of Nebraska. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, and again, I he does make good music selections. I mean, come on. Eclectic. You know, Sticks from the mid-70s and...
E-C-C-lectic. Eclectic.
I don't know. That's why I have a phone, so I can look stuff up like that. Horrible
stuff. Let me ask you a question that could spawn a whole debate, especially if you were in Omaha. How much better is Creighton than Nebraska, and why? In men's basketball.
Wow.
They pounded
question.
Butler last night.
The why is pounded. A great question. Because Tim Miles doesn't have a son that's a real excellent basketball player?
Yeah, but I'm not even pinning this on Miles. I'm not pinning this on...
I'm just saying that McDermott kid's pretty good is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but Creighton's been pretty good for a long time.
Well, they have, but, I mean, a Division I All-American. You know, there's only like five or six of those in the country at any given time. And my right. You know, your first team All-American, I think they only play five. So there's only like five of those.
We had
the top
Marriage.
Five. What's that?
We had Alex Marriage.
Problem for Nebraska.
What was that?
Nebraska is seen somewhat. Yeah, I'm moving on. The problem with Nebraska is they are kind of a more of a regional, more of a state brand, if you will. You know, so they're recruiting in Nebraska basketball in the state of Nebraska. There has not been a tremendous amount of talent out there. Elliott Eliason is having some success, but you're not going to build a program around Elliott Eliason from Shadron to elevate your program like Nebraska needs to do. We haven't really had that. Biggs was a pretty good get for the state for Nebraska to get that, but Creighton is more of a national brand. Is more of a national brand for whatever reason, because they're not tied into a geography. You know, there's no state of Creighton. You know, so it's not tied into an area.
Yeah, there's a state of Creighton.
There is kind of a state
it's
of Creighton.
Drunken.
Yes.
Hastings
state
College
of intoxication.
Opens up a 3-game homestand tonight as they take on Midland University, 6 and 8 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. And for the Hastings College women, they continue to be ranked 10th. There was no changes in the top 12 in this week's poll. The men's game's a top 20 matchup as Midland is 9th and Hastings College is 19th. So there you go. Hopefully we've covered about everything except well wishes to Nebraska bowling coach Bill Straub. He's been in the hospital, man. And a statement coming out today from Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst. You know, priority is for Bill to make a complete recovery. Thoughts and prayers are with their family as they begin a recovery process. They didn't talk a whole lot about what, when, why, or where, but our national championship coach is down.
If they say no heavy lifting, you can't even pick up a 16-pound ball, can you?
Put the bumpers up. Hey, we want to thank Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, Rick Cremosta, Minden girls basketball coach. Tomorrow, we're going to try one more time for Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. Later in the week, Brian Munson. On Friday, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com. All of that and a last chance to win some River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets tomorrow. So is that good enough, Randy?
That'll do, and Coach has missed it because he hasn't been able to make weight. Sorry.
And that's how we end the show
with a thud.
Today. Enjoy your Wednesday. I will now just shut the microphone off, please.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.